Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is Back to Bethel. I want to take you back to Genesis chapter 35. This is where God spoke to Jacob. And he says, I want you to go to Bethel and build an altar there to me. And it was there that he told Jacob, he says, I'm the God of Abraham, and I'm the God of Isaac, and now I'm also the God of Jacob. That's where he became in the line of saying he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it was there that he built an altar. It was there that he communicated with God and worshiped him. Bethel means the place of worship, the altar. I wonder today if you could say he's not only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but he's the God of me. He is the Lord of my life, and I live for him. It only takes some fellowship with him, some listening for his voice, some obedience. That's all it takes. We need to walk with God, and we need to hear his voice. And we need to obey him. And if he says, do this or do that, we should do it. Because he is our Lord and Savior. And so when we talk about going back to Bethel, it's a place where we go back. Sometimes we've strayed away from the altar. We've strayed away from the personal fellowship and relationship of God. We wonder how we got here. I think that's what the Bible says, like when they says, all we like sheep have gone astray, each one to his own way. Well, it's kind of like a sheep that's just kind of lost his way. We've wandered here and there and got caught in a thicket. And the shepherd has to come and free us and put us on the right track and get us focused to walk with him again. He calls us by name, and we hear his voice, and we come. He leads us by the still waters, if you remember. There he restores our soul. And so today, I want to encourage you to come back to Bethel, come back to that place of worship, to come back to that place of obedience, come back to that place of fellowship. He calls your name today. He's asking you, come, be with me, fellowship with me. What can you lose? A few minutes in the day? What can you gain? Peace, joy, strength, power to live? It's so good. Where he leads me, I will follow. That's the key to it all. Come back to Bethel, my friend. Come back to that place where you had that fellowship and that joy of serving and loving Jesus. It's up to you. Give it your best, won't you? And God bless you, and have a great day.